just sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums, but then a poor widow came and put in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Well, first, let me welcome all of you who are visiting us today. It is great to have you with us, and thank you for coming and being part of our Remembrance Day celebrations. A clergy friend of mine recently told me a story that he had read in a Christian magazine. The story was about a Baptist church in the States. They were worshiping God, reading the Bible, and hearing a sermon like they normally do each and every single morning. Then they came to the offertory, and the sides people took the collection and brought it up to the front. But then all of a sudden, this was the first warning sign, the minister left his seat and went and stood at the front of the church, holding the offering plate, and he began to speak. He said, "Lord, we have just spent half an hour singing hymns and praising you for everything you are and everything you do in our lives, for health, life, food, work, family, and friends." He said, "Lord, you are everything." But then he took the offering plate, lifted it high above his head, and said, "But this is what we really think of you." The minister put the plate down and promptly took his seat. This, of course, is a cute little story, and of course the point that the minister is trying to make is that in our culture and in our world, we show people and things their value and worth by how much money we are willing to invest in them. We live in a world where everything has a monetary value, and the point that the minister was trying to make is that the church and God are really no different in our culture. How we order our money and our finances shows what we really care about. Today, the church in the lectionary gives us one of the most famous stories about money that we find in the scriptures, the story of the widow's offering, or in the old days as it was called, the story of the widow's mite. Our gospel begins today by Jesus denouncing the scribes, the religious leaders, for being unhumble and puffed up because of the way that they live their lives and use people to ensure that they are publicly treated with honor. Our Lord specifically says that they are taking advantage of widows, and at the time of Jesus, this was one of the most vulnerable groups in society. Widows at the time of Jesus were very vulnerable economically and disadvantaged in society simply because of the culture in which they lived. When we read about widows in the Bible, it means so much more than just a woman whose husband has died as it means today. In the culture of the time, you needed a male relative to take care of you and to be economically stable. At the time of Jesus, a widow was one who had no husband, father-in-law, or son, or simply no male relative who was able to provide for them. This made this group of women very poor, very vulnerable, and marginalized in society, in the society in which they lived. It was a dangerous and hard life, and as Jesus says to the scribes, they were taking advantage of them rather than caring for them, as the Old Testament demands, and as we will see in the letters of the New Testament, becomes a very important part of the early Christian community. The second part of our gospel, too, is about a widow, a specific widow. Jesus, we are told, sits down across from the treasury box, or the box where people would put their money at the temple, and he is essentially watching people put their money into the offering plate. He sees many rich people put in large sums of money, but then he sees a widow coming, and she pulls out 2 small copper coins, only worth a penny, and puts them into the treasury. This is the smallest amount of money at the time in Israel, a small copper coin. And our Lord then calls his disciples over and he says, "Did you see what that widow has just done?" "Truly I tell you," he says, "this poor widow has put in more money than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put everything that she had, all that she had, to live on." So what is Jesus really talking about in our gospel for today? Often when we think about giving to God or to the church, we think about dollar amounts and values we think about how much. But our gospel shows us today that that's really not the point. When it comes to giving, Jesus is showing us it is much more about the posture and attitude of one's heart than it is about actual dollar amounts. Jesus sees rich people giving large amounts of money to the temple treasury, but although they are giving large amounts of money, they are rich. It is not going to affect them. They will not even notice that the money is gone. They are going to keep on living their lives as they always have. Giving is not going to bring changes to their lives, hearts, or minds. It is not going to make them think about God and be thankful for what they do have and all the graces and abundance that God has given to them in their lives. But then we have our widow. She gives two small copper coins worth virtually nothing, but it is all that she has. This is going to impact her life in a major way. The beauty of this story is that she gives everything that God has given her back to him. It means something to her. Unlike those who give out of their abundance, this will affect her. She will notice that the money is gone, and she will come to rely more fully on God for the graces and mercies in her life. This is the most simple yet beautiful story about giving and reliance on God and him alone that we find in the scriptures. It is simply beautiful. The point of this story is not Jesus telling you to be just like the widow and give every last penny to God or the church, but rather it is a call for us as followers of Jesus to be intentional about what we do give and why we are giving. In our givings to the church as Christians, we are not called to go broke like the widow, but it should have some impact on us. We should notice that the money is not there and that it is gone to God. Maybe we have to give something else up in order to give to God. The call of this story for us as Christians is for us to be more intentional about this spiritual practice of stewardship. It's a call to think and to pray, for giving is a form of worship, a high form of worship, and this story of the widow calls us to be much more intentional about it. We give in humble thanksgiving to God simply for everything that he has given to us, just like the widow did in the text. Again, the dollar amount is not what is important to God. Some churches say you must give 10% or you must give this or that, but that's not what God desires. What is important to God is that you make him a priority in your heart and in the practical way in which you live your life. And money is part of this, just as the widow shows us. So this day, I would encourage you to think and pray about your own practice of stewardship and giving. And only you and you alone will know when your heart is right with God, and no one can be the judge of that. St. John Chrysostom and St. Bede each say of this text, God does not appreciate the smallness of the gift, but the greatness of the affection with which it is offered. He weighs not the substance, but the conscience of the offerers. Only you will know when what is enough, and that is our lesson for today. The church sets no special readings apart for Remembrance Day. We are given what we are given, and this text is clearly about money, but this text can say something to us about Remembrance Day as well. If we apply the widow and her attitude to the rest of our life, the attitude of her heart to give all that she is to God, we can think about those young men and women who sacrificed everything in the two great wars and all the wars following from there. They gave everything that they were, just like the widow gave everything that she was. And this applies to them, and it applies to every facet of our life. We all come from God, and we can give everything that we have back to God in various different ways. The widow is a great example to us all. She shows us the way that we are to be with God. And this spiritual practice of giving, whether it be money or any other way, will not happen overnight. It is like any other Christian spiritual practice, like prayer or worship. It is a life's work that we will get better at as we all come to bear the image of God more fully over time. So my brothers and sisters, this day I exhort you, and this week I exhort you, to be what the Lord has called us to be, like that poor widow who gave everything to God. That is our call as Christians in our life and in our faith. Amen.